Time for the picks of the poll, and here he is, my man Norm.
Well, the poll's really good run is now an extensive run, Donnie. All we're right. 5-2 last week. That makes us over the last 6 weeks 64-32.
That is incredible.
That's for picking a lot of games each week. That's a hell of a run, I'm telling you.
Good work, man.
Thanks.
The poll is hot. I love it.
The poll is hot. Been hot through the late NFL season and all the bowls and now the playoff games, and here we go. Okay, let's start with one quick note. Expect a couple more blowouts this weekend.
Okay.
Last week we talked about, hey, may not look like it. There's a lot of blowouts on this board, and there were four of them. And this week, history suggests at least a couple of these games are going to get out of hand by 14 or more. Okay. Start with Tennessee and Cincinnati. First of all, let's redo that quick stat, Donnie, and that's rested home teams in this round are 100 wins and 34 losses straight up. And, by the way, that narrows because they're always laying points, so that narrows them to being a 71-59 betting equation. But let me add this one to you, Donnie. And Michael. Road teams off a straight-up wild card win and spread cover, like Cincinnati, are 53-69 at this level. I know the public here likes Cincinnati in this game. Mm-hmm. But Tennessee's a good football team, and they're disgustingly healthy. Give me Tennessee minus the 3.5. All right. Next, let's go to Lambeau. Green Bay's favored 5.5 against San Francisco. Both are top 10 offense and defense in the league this year. That's a good matchup. Green Bay at home this year, 8-0 straight up and 7-1 against the spread. You want to hear Matt LaFleur's record at Green Bay, lads?
Sure.
41-12, and against the spread, 34-19.
Dang.
Whoa. Yeah. And just a side note, LaFleur and Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of San Francisco, and Sean McVay, the head coach of the Rams, were all assistants on the Washington football team in 2013.
And that's crazy now, that they are. How many playoff wins did we have for them in our rank that game? Probably they were at one, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Now, let's go to a stat on San Francisco. Since 1998, teams that won the wild card round as an underdog, as San Francisco did against Dallas, the next week are 13-23 against the spread. That's a bummer. Lads, give me Green Bay this weekend.
Okay.
Give me Green Bay at Lambeau. Single play. All right. Let's go to... Oh, I thought somebody was going to see.
No, we're just smelling it up.
Smelling it all up.
Sorry. Here we go to Tampa and the Rams. Tampa, as a home team, is excellent this year. 8-1 straight up. 7-2 against the spread. But wait. The Rams are 7-2 away. They met in the regular season. The Rams won 34-24. That means since 2012, the Rams' record against Tampa Bay is 8-1. Whoa. And they can watch the game film of their meetings from earlier in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tampa has reduced weapons. Their wide receivers especially. Now, Fournette may play the running back. He's been out for about 2 months. But the Rams have a tremendous corner in Ramsey. And if they put Ramsey on Evans, where does Tampa go with their throws? And one more thing. Tampa has faced only 6 playoff teams this year, and 2 of them were Philadelphia. Lads, I'm taking a double play here.
Whoa.
You said double?
Tampa.
Oh, my.
Double play. Is this our play of the day?
Yes, this is the world's most dangerous play of the day. If you're going to do a double play in one of these games, this is it. So everyone, listen carefully. The play of the day.
I'm taking the under in this game. Tampa and the Rams to go under. And in the that's the double play. The single play will be taking the Rams plus the points against Tampa Bay.
What's the line on this game?
That it bobbles back and forth between 2.5 and 3. Obviously, you'd love to get 3 if you can. But this may be a game, lads, where you look at the money line.
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
We're whining, we're dining, and we're money lining, Norm.
Money lining. Okay, last game. I couldn't figure out Kansas City and Buffalo. My heart wants to go to Buffalo. I was born near there, not that I was a Bills fan. But before the year started, I picked the Bills and the Rams in the Super Bowl. And my problem with this game is the line has gotten so small, it's virtually a pick 'em. And Kansas City at home is a pick 'em. Good grief, that's attractive. But so is Buffalo. Now, did you guys know that of all the teams in the playoffs, what team faced the most playoff teams this year?
Buffalo.
Or KC.
Mike, you're right. KC.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
This will be the 11th game this year they played a playoff team. And they're 7-3 in the first 10. I had no play. My heart went one way, then the other, then back. And when that happens to you, keep your wallet in your pocket.
So now, the double play, the play of the day is the under on the Rams and the Buccaneers. Right now that's at 48. So smash that under for the world's most dangerous play of the day.
Now, let's win them all.
That's right. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.